Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we are at the 10th canto, 4th chapter, text 22, the atrocities of King Kamsa. Yavadatosmi hantasmi Diyadmanan manyate sadir Tatvatarabhimani agno Badya badhakatamiyat Yavadatosmi hantansmi Diyadmanan manyarate svadir Tavattadabhimani agno Vajya Badhaka Tamiyat. Vaishnavas. Yavata Hoti Sahasri Tahana Manite Sadhu Vaishnavis. Yavat, as long as. Hatasmi, I am now being killed by others. Antasmi, I am the killer of others. Iti, thus. Atmanam, Om Self. Manyate. He considers Asadik, one who has not seen himself. Because of the darkness of the bodily conception of life. Tavat, for that long. Tat Abhimani, regarding himself as the killer or the killed or the killer. Agya, a foolish person, Badhaya badha katam. The worldly transaction of being obliged to execute some responsibility. Iyat continues. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. In the bodily conception of life, one remains in darkness without self-realization, thinking, I am being killed, or I have killed my enemies. As long as a foolish person thus considers himself to be the killer or the killed, he continues to be responsible for material obligations, and consequently he suffers the reactions of happiness and distress. By the grace of Lord, Kamsa felt sincere regret for having unnecessarily persecuted such Vaishnavas as Devaki and Vasudev, and thus he came to the transcendental stage of knowledge. Because I am situated on the platform of knowledge, Kamsa said, understanding that I am not at all the killer of your sons, I have no responsibility for their death. As long as I thought that I would be killed by your son, I was in ignorance, but now I am freed from this ignorance, which was due to a bodily conception of life, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 18:17. Yasya nang krito bhavo buddhir yasya nalapate atvapi na sagimam lokan nahanti na nipajate. One who is not motivated by false ego, whose intelligence is not entangled, though he kills men in this world, is not the slayer, nor is he bound by his actions. According to this axiomatic truth, Kamsa pleaded that he was not responsible for having killed the sons of Devaki and Vasudev. Please try to excuse me for such false external activities, he said, and be pacified with this same knowledge. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So here we are in the section of the Srimad Bhagavatam where Kamsa is having a little, as it was stated earlier, as crematorium enlightenment. It's a very short-lived enlightenment, as we'll see very shortly. Because he was shocked by Durga Devi into realizing his insignificant position in this world. And somehow or another, we're all in the same condition. We've been shocked into realizing this material world is no place for us. And so we have some similarities to Kamsa, though we're not demons. Prabhupada says the most intelligent people on the planet are here in Srimad Bhagavatam class. The problem with Kamsa is that he got this taste of transcendental knowledge, but he was not able to maintain it. And that's the point. He held on to his anartas, his attachments. He held on to his bad association and his demoniac nature. Nahi janmina sarisam pravitrami havirjate tatsayam yogasam siddha bali atmani virnati. In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. And one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. So this knowledge is such a beautiful thing. But it's not a one-shot process. He's listening to a class by Srila Prabhupada this morning. He said, taking initiation, Brahman initiation, is not sufficient to be called a Brahmana. One must continue to go to classes, and one must continue to read and chant. And that's the process. Prabhupada has given us the perfect process to actually be Brahmana. But if we don't follow it, we're not Brahmana.
Kamsa was doomed because he had no process. He hadn't surrendered to a spiritual master. And he had no process for giving up his attachments. So we can be similarly affected. Who are we associating with? Who is Kamsa associating with? Association is such an important thing. If we associate with people who are affected by their minds and controlled by their senses, we will also become controlled by our senses and affected by our mind. So we need to strive for higher, for saintly association. Sadhu Shastra Guru. This is the kind of association we need to strive to have. And for giving up his attachments, Kamsa had so many attachments. He was attached to being a king. He didn't want to give that up at the cost of even killing his own sister. And he was so attached to his wealth and his prestige. We have our attachments also. We need to be aware of what those attachments are. I believe it was Vaisheshaikh who said in a class here not too long ago, he said, those attachments, if we are not prepared to give them up, they could cause us fall down. What are these attachments? Attachments could just be certain concepts we have, concepts of how we think Krishna consciousness should be. Attachments could be even, as Rupa Goswami warns us in the Upadeshamrita, that it could be attachment to just following the rules and regulations, just for following the rules and regulations. We could be attached to wealth. We could be attached to our families. And what a distraction our families can cause. Sometimes it's unfortunate, but we have families that don't appreciate or understand what we're doing. And they'll be constantly pulling at us. Oh, come see me. Come associate with me. Come watch us do our nonsense. It's very difficult, right? I was 10 years in the movement. And my father said one day, you know, this doesn't seem to be such a bad process you're in. After 10 years, I met this very sweet girl in Russia. And she was telling me how hard it was. She had married into a family that didn't want to hear about Krishna. So what can we do? We can't be cold-hearted and indifferent, but we have to protect our creepers, right? We can bring them prasadam, but we have to be careful how we deal with them. But Kamsa, he wasn't ready to give up anything. And consequently, he fell down very quickly. So his realizations were short-lived. And Kamsa's demoniac nature, we all have to deal with this. Radhanath Swami, in his book, tells a nice story about, it's a parable that's an Indian parable about how everyone has two dogs living within him. There's the good dog, and there's a vicious, mean dog. And the way to control these two animals that are within each of us is not to feed the vicious dog. Feed the good dog. So how do we do that? It's through our thought process. We may not be responsible and pay karma for our thoughts, but if we don't do something to change our thoughts, they'll bring us down. We'll act on that. So how do we feed the good dog? We feed it through reading the scriptures, going to class, associating with people who are looking for a higher consciousness. Kamsa got the first part right. Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this body. But like the Mayavadis, he didn't get the second part right. Aham Brahmasmi. Nitya Krishna Das. Eternal servant of Krishna. That's the second part of that realization, which is very important in our lives. We are eternal servants of Krishna. And so through devotional service, we can understand and get a deeper connection and understanding of our eternal position. Whereas the impersonalists and Kamsa, the impersonalists there thinking, oh, yes, I'm not this body, I'm Brahmasmi. But I'm Narayan, you're Narayan, we're all God. But after a while, they fall down too. They fall down into material activities of philanthropic work, opening hospitals, doing some good works, but not really benefiting society. The real benefit for society is what? Sankirtan movement, right? So the devotee is thinking, I am a servant. Even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, the greatest acharya of his time, no one in India had seen an acharya like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta moving on this movement of Lord Chaitanya since Lord Chaitanya had left. And still, when people would pay his obeisances to him, he would say, I am your servant. And so the more responsibility we take on in this movement, the more we need to think, I am the servant. I am here to facilitate and help other devotees. Not that, oh, I'm the manager and I'm the boss of everyone. That won't work in Krishna consciousness. We have to have the consciousness of I am the servant. Maybe not a very qualified servant, but be grateful that I am a servant. And so we have to be careful of our actions so that we don't lose our service, lose the opportunity. Srila Prabhupada had said in 1972 in a lecture here that we can understand the mood of separation from Lord Chaitanya. It's through this mood of Lord Chaitanya, of separation, that we really can bring a close relationship with Krishna. Crying for Krishna like a mother cries for, a baby cries for its mother. Srila Prabhupada uses this example. And many of you who have had babies, have had children, or have seen it, you've seen a child, you can maybe even pacify it for a short time with some toys or some food, but it gets to a certain point when it wants its mother, nothing else will pacify that child. And so that's how we have to learn to cry for the holy name, to cry for Krishna, to cry for devotional service. Lord Chaitanya exemplified the feelings of separation from the Lord perfectly. And by studying Chaitanya Charitamrita and his pastimes, we can understand. We can also understand from studying the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Akura, he went to Vrindavan about 14 years after this event with Kamsa. And he went to Nanda Maharaj, and he said to Nanda Maharaj, he said, Nanda Maharaj, your brother Vasudev, he is suffering so much, him and Devaki. Kamsa is keeping him in prison. And he's every day harassing him, yelling at him, how did you transfer that child from here? Where did you transfer him to? Who helped you? Who opened the doors? Every day he's harassing them and yelling at them. He yells so loud for blocks around people can hear. And they're afraid. They're afraid. There are very few yadus left in Mathura. They've gone and he's hiding. And Kamsa is threatening every day, I will send my troops out to find you and kill you. And Vasudeva just cries. And sometimes Kamsa takes his sword and he reels it around and he threatens, I will cut off your head. Vasudeva says nothing. He's even imprisoned his own father, Ugrasena. Akura said, the only reason I'm not in hiding is because I want to be there that day that Krishna comes and kills Kamsa. I know that your son Krishna is the eighth child of Devaki, and it's prophesied that he will kill Kamsa. Nanda Maharaj started crying uncontrollably. He couldn't speak. He felt so bad for Vasudev, but also he could understand what was coming. And so Akura, he said, Kamsa's planning this sacrifice, this Danur Yajna, in which he's having wrestlers come from all over the country to fight with his own famous wrestlers. This is an opportunity for your two boys, Krishna Balaram, to come and alleviate the pain and misery of Vasudev and Devaki. Nanda Maharaj, he couldn't answer Akura. He said, come back tomorrow. So he spent the whole night agonizing over what he should do. And the next day, Akura came and he greeted him in the outer apartments of their home. And he went into the inner apartments where every day Mother Yasoda would be with Krishna. But this day, Mother Yasoda was sitting there, but Krishna was not there. And Mother Yasoda was crying. Nanda Maharaj understood. She must have heard. She must have heard, like all the inhabitants had heard, that Akura was there to take Krishna away. This is a feeling of separation. Krishna hadn't even left yet, but the fear of separation. So Nanda Maharaj began to appease Yasoda Mayi in explaining to her in the words that Akura gave to him the reason that Krishna and Balaram had to go to Mathura. And he promised, don't worry, I will bring Krishna right back. We won't stay for long. Don't worry. And finally, Yasoda Mayi, she relented. And she went and got Krishna, brought him, held him by the hand. And she said to Nanda Maharaj, oh, Nanda Maharaj, I'm handing over my son to you. He is more dear to me than my very life. Please keep him with you at all times and bring him back. Then she fainted. And when she came to, she was crying uncontrollably. And she fainted again. And then she came to and cried uncontrollably and fainted again. And at this time, all the gopis gathered around and they started yelling at her, Mother Yasoda, what are you doing, you fool? You can't let Krishna leave. What is to become of Vrindavan? This is a catastrophe. All of Raj will be destroyed. Your home will be worthless. And Mother Yasoda said to them, I understand that if you give a wise man something valuable to care for, nothing will happen to it. It won't become lost or ruined. And so I am handing my son over to the wise Nanda Maharaj to care for him. And he will bring him back as I've requested. Kura saw the situation. He realized, I better leave now. Otherwise, somebody may change their mind. So he quickly ushered Balaram and Krishna into the chariot. And he started to prepare the horses for leaving. And he turned around and Krishna was gone. So he said to Balaram, Adi Guru Balaram, please show me where Krishna is. Where is he gone? And Krishna, by following the footsteps of Krishna, brought Akura to a kunj, where Akura was sitting with the gopis. And the gopis were crying, and Krishna was appeasing them. And Akura started offering prayers and dandavats from the outside of the kunj. But the gopis, they started yelling at him, oh, Akura, you're an agent of Kamsa. You're a liar. You're a thief. You are not. Krishna and Balaram are not the sons of Vasudeva and Devaki. They're the sons of Yasodhamayi and Nanda Maharaj. Don't take them away. And they started crying and crying. And they looked at Krishna and they saw that Krishna was going to go. So Akura, he led Krishna back to the chariot and got on the chariot, and the gopis blocked the way. They held on to the horses. They wrapped their arms around the wheels. They weren't about to let him go. And they'd begin to tell Krishna, "We know about you from Garga Muni. He told us that you were Lord Ramachandra in your last life. And like Lord Ramachandra, you're leaving a chariot with your brother. Just like Lord Ramachandra who left Ayodhya, you're leaving Vrindavan. But Lord Ramachandra was kinder than you because he took Sita. Why don't you take Radharani? How could you be so cruel? Lord Ramachandra was a coward. He shot Bali in the back, hiding behind a tree. But you are worse than Lord Ramachandra. You are killing many Balis. Balis is another word for a young girl. You are killing thousands of Balis by leaving here in Vrindavan." Akura looked around and he knew, "It is time. I must go. The situation is getting very dangerous. And I don't want Krishna to change his mind about leaving." So he very carefully started to maneuver the horses. So the gopis had to remove themselves. And he started going very quickly. And then the gopis started yelling at Nanda Maharaj, "Nanda Maharaj, how can you do this? How can you destroy Braj in this way?" So even Nanda Maharaj had to put up with some civil disobedience. And all, it wasn't just the gopis who were crying pitifully. It was the calves, and the cows had come. And all the forest creatures, the deer, the peacocks, the cuckoos, the parrots, they all came crying. Govardhan was crying rocks. Jamuna dried up and was flowing the opposite way. All of Vrindavan was pitifully suffering this separation. A separation that hadn't even happened yet. And so in this way, we need to learn to cry because we're separated from Krishna. Thank you very much. Do you have any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Speak very loudly. Yeah, this is a story in the Bhagavatam. Yeah, what parts of it? Yeah.
Jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Is anyone going to see Anadi today? I'll take him a garland. Are you going to see Anadi today? Are you going to see Anadi today? No? Anadi, he's in the hospital. Not going? I don't know anyone going. I thought maybe. Take it, yeah.